I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 and 3. He loves rainbows, sunsets, and puppies. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 and 3. He treats Oxnard women respectfully. He's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. 2:36 here on the Sweet Spot on a Tuesday. That means we need to check in with a Marconi winner, a Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one third of the Courage Boys in the Morning.
A friend.
It's our friend, George Dunham. Do you read me?
Friends. Sweet Spot's friends.
Hi,
how we doing?
Oh, it's the Sweet Spot.
So good. Even better that I got the news from Evan Grant that the Rangers are not going to be on Bally next year. Where they're going to be?
Baseball.
TBD, but buddy,
baseball.
That extra pep in
what's
my
your
stuff.
What's your guess?
Rangers Plus,
Playboy.
I don't know.
Rangers Plus, and then
Playboy
like
Channel.
A
Pornhub,
like a like a local station, like a 27 or something.
I would be totally fine with that. I'm not sure. I know they're talking about creating their own RSN, but we'll just wait and see. But it's out there that. Yes, no more Bally, no more Diamond Sports Group for the Rangers. So
now I'm just thinking of Ranger games on Pornhub.
Well, we can't
where
get
we
that
can't
in
watch
Texas.
In Texas.
Yeah, in Texas, it's blocked.
I can get you on there.
Oh, you can?
You get a VPN on there or something?
You can get off.
Good to know.
Baseball horny?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Always.
So I got a question for you, George.
Okay, hit me.
I know that y'all like to give Gordon crap because he gets pulled over 4 times a year. What's the most you've ever been in trouble with the law? Like, have you ever had to be in a situation where the cops had to show up? Or I want to hear about young Rebel George.
Okay.
Just tearing up Carrollton back in the day. R.L. Turner.
Okay. When I lived in Coppell.
Drug lord.
They were real sticklers on registration tags.
All right.
And,
gay!
And, I know.
Hey, what are you in for?
Story here?
Well, I mean, this is when, like, and I want to say it was like a $100 fee or something like that. It was something crazy if you didn't have your registration up to date. And so I got a citation, and I think I got like another one. And then they said, I think they told me, if we get you a third time before you get this replaced, we're just going to haul you in. I didn't know if he was like serious. And, of course, you know, I ride things out and I just thought for sure I was going to jail because I had not taken care of it. I had 2 citations, I think. And then, they didn't catch me a third time, but I swore that I was going to go to jail. Because I hadn't taken care of my registration sticker. And I think one of the reasons was, it's like, you know, we had to pay bills at the end of the month. I was thinking, well, we'll just pay it next month because I don't want to I don't want to put this on our credit card or something like
so
that.
So this was before Dunham Manor, before those.
Man, days. This is when, yeah, this is early in my days in radio where, you know, had to work 7 days a week just to make it work. 2 young kids and another one on the way.
Oh, you're like $100. That's more than I make in an hour.
Man, I'm so glad they've gotten rid of those red light cameras.
Yeah.
Did you guys get
and
ever
registrations.
Get hit by those?
Yeah, on Mockingbird, I had to pay a ticket. It sucked.
Yeah. Were you just... Wait, did we get it emailed, the ticket?
I think they sent it in the mail.
Yeah.
Because I got...
There's a photo of your car committing the infraction.
And then you with like a clenched jaw trying to get through the intersection.
Yeah. Yeah. They sent it in the mail and I got 3. Like right there on Lovers and Greenville, there was one. And it was
right
awful.
There.
I'd get it in the mail and I'd say, oh, okay. I'll put this aside. And I got 3 of them. Nothing came about. And then I had to get my license renewed. And they said, yeah, we can't renew your license until you pay off these red light tickets.
You owe $8,000.
See there?
It was a lot.
On a terrible path there of going to jail.
I could have gone to jail. Yeah.
I didn't realize what scoundrels I worked with. Man.
Okay, what would have been my punishment for this had I been caught? But, you know, I didn't get caught because they were too busy, you know, going to the donut store.
Oh.
Donut store?
George is not back to blue. Oh. That's what I'm hearing.
My trick in high school was to drive on the passenger side with nobody in the car, but, you know, driving with my left foot and steering with my left hand.
You're just straddling?
Underneath.
Yeah, you were teabagging.
So, yeah, so it looked like... So it looked like nobody was driving the car, and I'd put my right hand out the window.
And where was your shifter?
And I would drive by. And yeah, I had a standard, too, so I'd have to put it in gear, jump over, and, yeah, drive with my left hand. And I'd drive by my buddies, you know, and they would die laughing and honk their horns and stuff. But I'd also drive by other traffic, and it had to freak them out. Because it's like, who's driving that car?
Okay,
and
that sounds like the most dangerous thing.
Not driving from the
thing.
Right side.
That sounds like a jackass.
Were you in a truck or a car? Maybe if you're in a truck with just the long seat, maybe you could move over.
'78 Ford Fairmont. I had to hop over, like, you know, a little bit of a hump, you know, to get over there.
So it wasn't like a bench. Yeah. It was just something obstructing your ball
right.
Sack.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a bench. No.
Bitch.
You're like Jalen Tolbert in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Sprain your nuts.
Thank you.
Just trying to make your friends laugh.
But think about it. That's a pretty good trick if you're going to have a trick. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was pretty cool.
You need to bring this back.
Yeah, pull that off again. Where were you doing this? Was this in a parking lot or were you actually on a main thoroughfare?
Oh, no. It would be going down Webb Chapel or Marsh or something.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Yeah.
Awesome. George is a bad boy. Got into trouble.
It was a bit. It was a hilarious bit. And, yeah. But, okay, so if a policeman had, or policewoman, had pulled me over, that would have been difficult to have it a hop back to the driver's side and then pull the car over. What would my ticket have been?
You should have jumped into the passenger seat. And then when they got there, been like, I don't know where he went.
Yeah. Well, first they're going to ask you what you were doing. So you need a story.
And how you did it.
Yes.
I like that one. Stay in the passenger side, take it out of gear, and then that would have been hard to... Well, no, I could have turned the car off and then put it in gear so it wouldn't have moved. And I said, man, I don't know.
Yeah, he took off.
I got
yeah.
carjacked, and I don't know what happened to the dude.
Or just claimed that a ghost was driving your car. I don't know. You don't see the ghost? I'm sorry.
You don't see him? He's right there.
You're like Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams.
Sir, are you on PCP?
So do a lot of bad ideas begin with, I'm trying to make my friends laugh?
Yes.
All
yes.
of them.
Yeah.
So I hear this.
Yeah, all
and then,
of them do.
Then I'm surprised. I'm surprised you tried to shield your kids from Jackass. I heard that on the Musers a few mornings ago.
Well, I was just afraid they were going to try some of that stuff. And I tried to act like the show didn't exist until like my middle child got into high school and he goes, Dad, I know you don't like this, but you need to watch this show with us. And so I would, and man, I just start cracking up. And I think I told y'all that before, that is that weird that when my son was going to North Texas, which is like, you know, 15 minutes from here, mm-hmm. he called me one night and said, hey, we're all watching Jackass, whatever it was that came out in like 2010. Was that Jackass 2 or 3?
I think so.
Yeah, probably
one
3.
Of those. But anyway, he said, yeah. Hey, we're all watching this tonight in the dorm room. You want to come up and watch it?
Did you?
So that's another one. Okay, what if the,
bring the
RA had come in and there's a, you know, 40-year-old in there watching Jackass? So that's kind of weird. And
they're doing beer bong.
Bong rips and slamming
yeah,
beers.
Yeah, you got your beer helmet on.
Ladies.
And I remember I felt really weird leaving the dorm that night. Like someone said, man, how big a creep is that guy?
I tried to drag something
leaving
out of
Victory
there.
Hall at
go
midnight.
Go in on each arm.
Distinguished alum and Hall of Famer George Dunham.
I'm pretty sure that's the guy that calls the football games.
So on that topic with your kids, how they weren't allowed to watch Jackass, because I'm pretty close to their age. When I was growing up, it was South Park was seen as like porn pretty much. It was like
yeah,
South Park.
I kept my kids away from that one, I think.
Beavis and Butthead. Those were the two big ones. And when I was in high school, Jackass was fine. It was all good. But was there TV shows or music that you weren't allowed to listen to when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is how old I am. I was not supposed to watch TV on school nights, except for Monday Night Football. I can watch Monday Night Football. And, yeah, pretty much everything else, I had to wait till, like, both my parents were either at work and I could watch shows during the day. That's, you know, that's how I watched all the shows and reruns and all the syndication shows in the 70s. But, oh, yeah, my parents were really strict. And that went to concerts, too. They wouldn't let me go see the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
I was almost in on AC/DC until my aunt, who was visiting from Houston, said, well, you know what AC/DC stands for. And, of course, my mom and dad were like, well, no, what? And my aunt, who I've never heard say a cuss word or anything, she was so straight and narrow, she said, it means they go both ways.
Huh.
And your dad looks at you, no, sir. No son of mine.
He's not going both ways.
No, I was like in mid-bite at dinner thinking, oh, God, really?
Nearly spit your tuna casserole out.
No, my parents were really strict. I mean, you have to, not only am I old, but I mean, my parents were old when I was born. I was the youngest of five. So, I mean, my dad was, who's dearly departed, as is my mother. But my dad was a World War II veteran.
Thank you for his service.
Yes.
Listen Thank to that you, silence of, oh my God, listen to old Jubb is. Oh. No, but I mean, that kind of shows you the household that I grew up in. I mean, I thought they were wonderful parents, but they were, you know, they were crowding my style, man. I mean, they were raising me as a boomer. I was a Gen Xer. Come on, let's go.
Did you get to the point where maybe you were in college or in your 20s or 30s? Did you get to the point where you actually felt like you could be friends with them and it wasn't the parent-son relationship, or maybe you could just have a beer with your dad or listen to AC/DC with your mom or something?
I thought you were going to ask if you did actually try to go both ways.
Yeah.
In college.
I mean,
would they be accepted?
Really, I mean, that's a fair question.
It's very common. A lot of us do it, or a lot of people do it.
Since it was introduced by my aunt, you know, did I ever know? The answer to that is no, but yeah, I think I think that probably happened once I became a parent. You know, once I got to that point, I think our relationship changed. I know it did with my dad. And, yeah, we would drink a beer together. It's funny, though, all the times with my dad, I don't think really ever cussed in front of him or my mom and, you know, same back the other way. I don't think they ever really did in front of me.
So what did they think of the early ticket?
They liked it when we talked sports. My dad hated Gordon. He just thought his quote about Gordon was that Gordon was pornographic.
What does man trying to have a period mean? Yeah,
they didn't get That's a not lot possible. Of stuff.
What are sports
No,
mean?
They didn't get it. And no. And that was full throttle ticket, too. Now, that was mid-90s to late 90s. I can't believe some of the stuff we got away with back then. No, my parents couldn't relate to any of that. Especially man trying to have a period.
That one holds up.
Yeah, that's timeless.
Yeah.
It's like cake, it's forever.
It's a classic.
It is a classic, right, pal.
Well, George, I now want to try to drive my car from the passenger seat just to see if I can pull that.
No, okay, that's the other thing. I am not advocating that. It is dangerous, and no one should do that.
You seem fine.
Kids, don't try that at home.
And record yourself when you're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, if you do it, yeah, roll on it. Yeah, check it out. No, don't do it. Don't do it. I don't want to be responsible for someone wrecking today.
Well, very good. All right, George, that was fun. We'll talk to you again this time next week. Yeah. And
Gone fishing next week.
Go Cowboys, I guess.
Okay, yeah, next week, yeah. Gone fishing. There's something Joe Pesci did in the movie that I don't think many people noticed before.
Okay, that's a tease.
That's full frontal. Okay. Lateral week-long tease.
Yes, next Tuesday. All right, George.
All right, see you, boys. Appreciate Go Cowboys. It.